Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Find a pot of gold to strike it rich this month. Instead, win money on your tournament wagers with Superbook Sports. Superbook features the best team of odds makers in the business, so they're the safe bet when it comes to sports gambling. They're going to find the best prices, the best odds, and you're going to have that direct line to their experienced staff behind the counter in Las Vegas. They also have one of the most extensive betting menus around, so no matter what you want to wager on come tournament time, Superbook is sure to have it. Download the Superbook app and start winning today. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Yeah, so a little bit of a, hey, you know, sometimes Travis Scott got to get off stage, man. That's the way it goes. Immediate. Show business. You're going to get that hook, big dog. It's the way it works. And BC is no exception. Do your job or you get the hook, period, point blank. We have been talking about Ja Morant and the sort of arbitrary number, right? I guess it's because Gilbert Arenas got 50 games. Is that what happened?
No, it's in the CBA that if you bring a gun into a team facility or on the plane, John, you get an automatic 50 game. I'm assuming it came after the Gilbert Arenas issue.
Yeah,
but that was factored into the CBA agreement.
Yeah, it turns out that that there's some confusion about that. There is no specific suspension length in the bylaws.
That's been reported.
Yeah, so Mark Stein just tweeted about 20 minutes ago, I stated something incorrectly on today's podcast. A firearm on team premises is indeed a violation of NBA rules and subjects the player to discipline, but there is no specific suspension length in the league bylaws. That length is imposed at the commissioner's discretion. For Gilbert, it happened to be 50, but there is no minimum or maximum when it comes to that length. So it could be the regular season. It could be 20. It could be 30. It could be 40. It could be longer. It could be 82. We don't know. So,
but that's if it's proven on a plane, and they weren't in the team facility. So it's not going to matter because we don't think they'll be able to prove that it was on the plane. So, again, then you have the NBA then making the determination, should we come down with something?
Yeah, for the official language is as follows. I will read it just for the people who are curious. Whenever a player is physically present at a facility or venue owned, operated, or being used by a team, the NBA, or any league-related entity, and whenever a player is traveling on an NBA-related business, whether on behalf of the player's team, the NBA, or any league-related entity, such player shall not possess a firearm of any kind or any other deadly weapon. For purposes of the foregoing, a facility or venue includes but is not limited to an arena, a practice facility, a team or league officer facility, an all-star and NBA playoff venue, and the site of a promotional or charitable appearance. So, again, that would only, at this point, pertain to the plane because the Shotgun Willies is not either any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, although it doesn't, I guess you would, at this point, you would, the language would be the plane as a team facility.
Yeah,
is that what we're saying?
The plane had counted in some of the recent the reporting that this was an NBA rule. They counted the plane as a team facility. Yes.
Yeah. So, again, it could be 7 games. It could be 15 games. It doesn't have to be 50 is the point here. It's all up to Adam Silver and his discretion. And in that way, we truly have no clue. You know, we don't even have the Gilbert Arenas 50 game. And I would say then, I mean, that was him and Javaris Crittenden bringing that stuff into the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a whole different story, you know. So could they determine, yeah, it's not as bad as Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden, who went on to become a, you know, convicted murderer. it's not as bad as that situation. Is it half as bad? Is it a third as bad? I mean, I think they probably will use 50 as a little bit of a guiding, you know, hey, this is what we did last time this came up. Where will they come down in terms of the severity is what we don't know.
Yeah, again, because it's good that Mark Stein's come with the official reporting that 50s is not officially tied. A 50-game suspension is not automatic for a gun on a team plane. But I think as of today, we had already ruled out anything close to a 50 because they're not going to be able to prove that the gun was on the plane. And so then we get back into, and yeah, sure, they could maybe look at previous instances and use it as somewhat of a guide, but this is different because clearly you're going to have it in a club. You don't know whether it was Ja's gun, but the issue is, like I've continued to say, you've already investigated one alleged gun incident with him in a team facility. So now because you have one with him in his face, albeit not in a team facility, you're going to have to do something. And again, that's why I go back to, okay, well, what's a reasonable number? We have to say that Ja didn't hurt anybody. In this case, you didn't pull your guns out in the locker room. Can you avoid 19 in the rest of the regular season and still send a message? I think you can. So it just seems like it makes common sense to me that in addition to whatever the Grizzlies do, you would come down with something where you can say, hey, we take this very seriously. It's the second time we've investigated Ja for a gun incident. Here's a 5-game suspension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think you necessarily have to suspend him for the rest of a regular season.
Yeah.
Again, I'm with you. It's good that we have the now correct reporting that there isn't an automatic 50, but we'd already ruled out, you and I at least, had already ruled out 50. Because he's got all his boys with him in that club. Somebody's going to take that, you know.
That's the way it goes.
You would think.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, what you got the boys for?
I mean, unless the gun is registered to John
Morant. Then the gun needs to be lost.
You're saying the gun's got to be.
I'm saying if you're looking at it from their shoes, nobody ever you know, catch wind. Don't let the Colorado police that are investigating that find out, because then if it's registered to him, it's over.
I don't think there's any way it's going to come back as registered. I mean, I would have to believe that, but
again, was he in his right mind when he was flashing in the first place?
Well, clearly not.
Because common sense wasn't applied there with everything he had swirling around him to even put the gun in the dang picture.
Correct. So, yeah, there's still a lot to play out, and we don't know exactly, you know, what that is going to, you know, look like and what that is going to entail. But that is the latest from Mark Stein. I thought it was interesting that it doesn't have to be 50, won't necessarily be 50, could be less, could be more. I mean, you know, you can't say for sure that it can't.
There's no way.
But that is the latest on the Ja Morant front. Look, this is not a fun conversation for anybody to have. I know that this is different than what we normally do. It's not fun. It's not, you know, what we strive to talk about. Unfortunately, it's what there is to talk about.
No, but with everything they've got left to play on the season, this factors in greatly in terms of whether or not you're going to be able to stay in the position you are. You lose two, you don't have home court through the first two rounds.
Yep.
Everything about the season changes, and it also did it from a roster standpoint with losing Brandon Clark. Steven Adams, not back tonight.
Nope.
You know, you're hoping that it's, you know, maybe Thursday, you hope. And so, right now, everything's sort of thrown into disarray. At a time where you're still, even with Ja Morant in, and you couldn't close out in a fourth quarter against the Denver Nuggets. So you talk about as challenging as it gets after you beat Houston to start this road trip. And we all said, 2-1, the rest of the way looks good. Man, everything about the road trip, about the rest of this season has changed. And it's all with so many question marks. There's no pinning it down, John, and being able to say, well, this is what's going to happen. They're just so many things in flux for them right now. You know, Taylor Jenkins has got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, and of course that starts tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers, who have now moved down to a pick. It was Lakers -1 and is now down to a pick. Look, I think the Grizzlies are desperate too. I think that's another sort of angle to tonight and not just this next 4 or 5 game stretch, but the rest of the season. You know, they're hearing all the same things, and I think they want nothing more than to go out there and just win games and just, you know, find ways to not distract, but, you know, prove, hey, we still have a good team with what we have here. Because they've done it before. I mean, they have won big time games now. That was last year. And parts of that roster have changed. But I do think, like, for example, tonight, you know, and it is a, this is a TNT game.
Yeah, this one and Golden State on Thursday.
I think this is a...
And Dallas, the second one's on ESPN.
Yeah, so I do think that kind of works in Memphis' favor here a little bit. Like, as desperate as the Lakers will be to, like, cling, what are they, 10th right now?
They're tied for with Portland.
Yeah.
I mean, they're right there with everybody.
They're clinging to...
2-2 without LeBron, too, Anthony Davis.
Status. The Grizzlies will be just as, I think, desperate to prove that they can move past this. And the easiest way to move past it is to win. It just is.
Easier said than done with no Steven Adams and no Brandon Clark and no Ja Morant.
Can the Grizzlies beat the Lakers with no LeBron? I mean, surely, right? They owe him, too. They owe him from the last game.
Your most consistent bench player and two starters are out. And you know, a guy that would have been all-NBA.
Look, I mean,
if he can finish out
quite honestly, I mean, it's time for, you know, a guy like Desmond Bane. You know, it's time for him to you know, channel what he had against going against the Clippers and be that guy for the Grizzlies through this stretch. I mean, this is a guy that we have talked about paying max money to. This is a guy that we've talked about being an all-star. All right? Well, this is your platform, man. The floor is now yours. And I don't know, he may be dealing with an injury or whatever it may be, but, brother, this is the moment for you.
Bro, he just had 30 against the Clippers. It wasn't enough. Like, what you want here?
I'm saying
how much more Bane got to do for you? Well, hey, how much more can he do for you?
He's got to continue to do that.
At some point, it becomes around the guys around him who are not there either by their own choices or, in Steven Adams' case, still not back from injury. Like, Bane's 19-30 this month.
Yeah.
Like, he's stepped it up to a level we saw pre-injury. I hear what you're saying on, well, you just need more from what's out there, but at some point you're missing so much, it doesn't feel like a fair fight anymore.
Well, fine.
And again, some of this self-inflicted.
Fine, if you want to say that Desmond's already holding up his end of the bargain, then I will give you that, but then it's time for a guy like Dylan Brooks who is entering
an
off-season.
I wonder where
uncertainty.
His mind is right now.
Well, it needs to be focused on this damn stretch. That's where
Does
it needs
it, though,
to be.
If he feels like he's out of here at the end of the season anyway?
Well, I mean,
went out and you made all these attempts to go out and upgrade at the position, right? You've kind of made it clear that you were after OG or Bridges.
Yep.
And you saw at the end of that Denver game, he picks up the 16th tech. He doesn't care about, you know, missing the next game against the Clippers. Like, is he truly, do we think he's firmly locked in 100% most Grizzly he's ever been? Or could you see a scenario where his mind's wilding out a little bit right now? Because, heck, you got this stuff with Ja going on. Team don't want me. They want to upgrade.
Yep.
I'm gonna hit the free agency market and see what's out there.
Yeah, I understand that.
I wonder how committed he is to getting it right now.
Does he want to make money? Then if he does, he should want to go out here and show well. You know, this is the time of the season where you're going to find out who are the true professionals on this team.
See, my thing with Dylan, the other day, he's the one that really got Jamal Murray going. Like, all that talking and everything else.
Yeah.
Jamal was quiet in that game. By the end of it, he's going off and yelling at you, and they're getting the upper hand. Mm-hmm. So if you've lost that edge now, too, in addition to you don't care enough that you pick up the 16 tech, so you're out for the next game, how committed is he? Mm-hmm. So that's what it's easy to do the rah-rah, everybody let's galvanize, their world's all against us, but you don't even know if everybody in that locker room's on the same page, particularly one of your most important at this point in Dylan Brooks. So I watch him right now and wonder – you know, where is his head at right now? Is he truly and firmly committed to, again, you know, what has to be done at this point? Because you're talking about a guy who could be out of here next
year. Well, I think for him, like, and if I'm his agent, I'm letting him know, like, I know you may feel a certain type of way about this organization.
Remember he got booed this year and it's whole
You
Memphis
may well
and...
be elsewhere next season. But you should also be considering, like, your next deal.
Now's the time to shine with Ja out.
Like, you got to show you're a professional and that you can actually, like, because he's played poorly offensively for a long stretch now. You know, this is the best opportunity he's going to have in terms of sheer volume and flow of the offense and what the pecking order is. This is his chance to prove he can still be a number two for somebody. Because realistically, he's probably going to have to be 2-3 for the Grizzlies in this stretch without Ja Morant. So if he's bitter about the trade deadline and what could have happened, I would say that's a super short-sighted view to take, man, because you get one more chance, in my mind, at a big contract, at a decently long contract, and this is an audition. It ain't for the Grizzlies, maybe, but it is for your next team, unless you want to be playing for some bottom feeder in the NBA and – you know, where you're not going to be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to show in this stretch as the Grizzlies are rounding off for the playoffs, like, hey, you helped stabilize. You came in, you shot 37% from three. Like, you still did all the things that you do defensively. These are the things I would be watching.
Yeah, no, you make a valid point there, because now you aren't. You don't have to be the fourth option. They need more from you. So yeah. Now's your time to kick in the door. The problem is, with the way he's been shooting, you'd be looking at a 5 of 22.
No, that's
and it's wrecking
true.
The Grizzlies it's at the true. Same time that it's ruining you individually in terms of looking like a number two again. So that could backfire on you as well. No, you make a great point. That's what I'm telling him if I'm his agent.
Yeah.
Like, now's the time with no Ja Morant in there to step up and show it.
And I think that's part of
that could backfire on the Grizzlies too.
You know, I know that Stephen Adams' report was probably mostly about Ja Morant, but I also think too, like, you know, the technical getting 16 technical fouls and missing a game that you need.
That's
right?
Putting yourself before the team. That's why that's I wondered if we're already
right. Who are the professionals?
Here?
You know, like, where are the professionals? This is the stretch where they need to reveal themselves for this team. Tyus is a pro. Tyus has been a pro.
But if you've got a Dylan Brooks who feels like, well, y'all let Ja do whatever the hell he wants to do, so I'm going to do it too.
Well, that's
I'm not putting the team and it's but beforehand because y'all are, you know, it's two different things here. Look at the, you know, look at the way you guys treat Ja and whatever else.
Yeah.
That's what I would be concerned about.
No, I think it is.
Especially,
I mean,
like, can he sabotage you the rest of the way?
Yeah.
With everything that's surrounding you. So hopefully it's a Dylan that's still willing to be a team guy. But I could see a lot of reasons why he wouldn't be one down here, down the strip.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at what this guy has done, I mean, in the month of February, he shot 28% from three. He averaged 9 a game. And I know he expends a lot of energy defensively, but, buddy, I know they're giving out contracts like candy.
My thing is, when you're shooting it that poorly, you can't be wilding out still.
Exactly. You know?
You
need
you
to be a good citizen.
You can't be costing
your
team anything, especially on the with technical fouls and getting thrown out. You get your 16th. You miss the Clippers game.
Yep.
Like, especially when you're shooting that poorly.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. Is he still down for the, you know, for the cause? I could understand why he wouldn't be at this point. They're trying to make you the fourth in the pecking order, asking you to take 8 to 10 shots. You've been as bad as you've ever been from the field. Oh, but they still want the Dylan Brooks that he feels like can shut down anybody in the league. And then I watched him the other day literally ignite Jamal Murray. Mm-mm. But again, this team probably has already come to that conclusion as would be evidence of the reports.
Exactly.
You know, that they went after Bridges and OG.
Exactly. So anyway, look, there's a lot riding on these next few games, right? Not just for the team, but for individuals in terms of their next contracts and their next deals and whether they're with the Grizzlies or not. You know, it helps make that decision a little bit clearer for the franchise and maybe some others around the NBA. So it's a big one tonight against the LA Lakers. Tough to get it on track, but they will certainly try there at crypto.com. All right, we'll come back. Trista Crick's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to her about the Grizzlies, about Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, all that and more on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
And the Grizzlies come away with a win. Ring it up and put the first division title on the board for your Memphis Grizzlies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Trista Crick is the host of BetMGM Tonight. That's part of the Odyssey family. She's on Twitter at Trista_Crick. She joins us every single Tuesday, and she joins us now. This has been a hard week to do a radio show like this, Trista. Not going to lie to you.
Oh, I bet. I thought of you guys Saturday morning when I woke up, and I said, I wonder how my guys are doing. I wonder if they're up yet. I wonder if they see this. I know you guys are an hour behind me. Yeah, well, or maybe you guys were at the club, too, with your shirts off. I don't know.
No, I was not. I didn't get the invite. I didn't get the invite to that one. I get the invites in Memphis usually, but I don't get the Shotgun Willie's invitations. But it's been hardened. It's not fun, you know. Like the nature of what we do in show business is supposed to be fun and lighthearted and all that great stuff. And it's like nothing about this is that.
Yeah, I mean, and I text you over the weekend too, just to say, you know, one, I hope you're hanging in, but two, just like, what do we do? You guys are closer to the situation than me as national media. I just don't know really. My tactic in all of life is always to try to make jokes, and it's even been hard for me to find things to make jokes at. What was funny, I thought, were all of the athletes that chimed in with their wisdom about this situation, like Gilbert Arenas telling us that we should just pretend like we didn't see it, or Paul Pierce or Kendrick Perkins, like people that nobody is asking for their wisdom from. Jalen Rose is obviously, he had great things to say, but outside of him, there's been some tomfoolery on the internet that I found to be funny, but overall it's just very sad. Very sad. There's a lot of uncertainty. Everybody is now a private detective. Everybody now understands the law better than anyone else and what NBA rules and guidelines are, but it's serious. I'm just in full-on curiosity mode to those who are closer to the situation than me to find out really what comes next.
I'm just interested from somebody you mentioned that's on the outside looking in, but obviously covers the league from a national perspective. Do you think the NBA has to hit Ja with something, considering, and I'm not trying to make a case that they should, but this, it is context. They've already investigated one gun incident as alleged by the Indiana Pacers. Do you think the NBA will have to come down with something, or should?
So what I would say is this. So I was talking to a friend about just leagues in general, right? And it's really hard once precedent has been set for a new regime or the same regime to give out less of a punishment for another similar incident, right? So MLB, for example, in the early 90s when steroid usage was popping, the first steroid suspension amount of games was 50, right? And then you move forward in time, and then the next one, or ones in the future, they move it and they bump it up, actually. You've never seen 50 to 25. You've seen 50 to now what we see in the current day and age is 80 or 100 or 120 in Major League Baseball. So that's something that you leaders of these leagues are thinking about, is we don't want precedent to be set backwards. So they either come down with the same amount of punishment, or they try to move the goalposts forward to say, listen, like, it's obviously not getting through to whoever. So if it is found that, and I don't know how you prove this, I'm not sure if they toss the gun, if you find the gun, if it comes out that there's some sort of proof that Ja brought his gun, if it was his, onto the team plane, which is team property, right? He chartered the plane. That's very similar. And I would say, a logical person, and you guys know how I feel about Ja. I love Ja. But a logical person would say, you know, that's more dangerous than a locker room. You know, you put it underneath the plane, something happens, it goes off. Now you've got an entire cohort of people at risk. And you obviously have the issues with Denver County's laws about transferring guns across state lines, having an unregistered gun in a state, all these things. So if Gilbert Arenas got 50 game suspension for having a gun or multiple guns in the locker room, then I would imagine that if it is found to be, you know, ironclad that there was a gun brought onto a team plane, that he would get 50, if not more than 50.
The rub, though, right? I mean, like,
right. Follow-up to that is we're with you that it's going to be tough to prove that Ja had that gun on the plane. Does the NBA still come down if they can't tie it to him directly?
And that's this is the way it works, right? Like, somebody takes the fall. Somebody says, oh, that gun's not his, that's mine. Right. I don't think there's any way on earth that could be registered to Ja. That's not what I would believe. So are they going to get to that point? I mean, I think that's
where we're at.
So now the Denver police are investigating the fact that he had possession of a gun that was unregistered in their state. Whether it was his or not, doesn't really matter. It was his hand in the video, right? So he had possession there. So then you say, okay, well, is that a felony in Colorado? If that's a felony in Colorado, is there multiple things going on there that they are investigating? I think that there is a punishment that's coming down that's going to be hefty. I don't see it being just a fine because it wasn't in Memphis. If it was in Memphis, I think everything is sort of different, right? Or if it's in a state where there's open carry laws allowed, then you could say, oh, well, you know, there's really nothing here. Yes, I think it's going to be very difficult to prove, but I think there's going to be parts that are very sticky to this. I would imagine it's really, really tricky for Adam Silver because it's the end of the season and the playoffs are coming and how much revenue they make from playoffs. Mm-hmm. And Memphis is a very hot ticket to not have Ja in the playoffs.
Yeah, like I don't think he wants to do it, right? Like, I don't think there is, like, this is not a guy that Adam Silver is trying to take down. So I think that is a part of this equation.
No question. And maybe it's a regular season, a non-postseason suspension. I don't know. I don't know how they wriggle their way out.
Right.
I just know. Because you know that's like what they're going to try to do. But Adam Silver, his reputation is so soft on players. Mm-hmm. I can't really say what he's going to do.
Let me ask you this. Ja's done rest of the regular season. That's the suspension. That's 20-some-odd games it ends up being. I mean, that's pretty hefty, is it not?
I think it's hefty, yeah, I do. But I think maybe you attach it to some sort of, all right, in order for it to not be whatever amount, we need to see you engaged in these programs
community,
that make sure
right.
that you're getting, yeah, and also that you're getting help and that you're understanding, you know, there's some level of incentive for him to take care of him outside of, hey, Ja, you just should. Mm-hmm. It's just the right thing for you. And I remember watching his Instagram Live when he was going to the Cleveland All-Star game. And it was him and some friends. And it was very clear he was all the way thrown and was standing up on the team plane guzzling tequila or some dark liquor. I don't know. And I was like, man, I don't know that this is a good idea. Just the vibe of it. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you walk into the vibe and you're like, man, this is like destructive. That was my first time being like, you know, this is something to keep an eye on, you know? And so I think if you're Adam Silver, you kind of have to attach some level of not just the suspensions, but accountability for him to just make sure that these things don't happen again.
I think part of the sort of way we think about Ja and the way that Ja is talked about, I don't know, and maybe I'm being naive here, but I think people forget how out of nowhere this all was for him. Like, if you just watch the NBA for the last 2 years, you're like, Ja Morant's a superstar. What are you talking about? Ja Morant was not, like, nobody knew who Ja Morant was before 4 years ago, you know? Like, before
right.
that run, in like, the story has been told time and time again. He wasn't a highly sought-after recruit. he was discovered on accident because an assistant coach wanted a bag of Doritos. You know, like I I don't like it. Some guys. Bronny James is groomed, and his dad's tweeting about how he's already better than some of the guys in the NBA because he watched Grant Williams airball two free throws or whatever. Some guys are prepared and robotically engineered genetically to be professional basketball players. And although T definitely worked with Jai and coached him up, like there was not this long history of professional basketball players, right, in that family. So the fact I feel like it happened overnight in a way has sort of contributed to, you know, some of the things that you've seen. You know, like it maybe wasn't as expected, and that's why you get on a plane, you're going to an All-Star game, you're drinking tequila because it's like, dude, I didn't think I would be here, and I think that informs a lot of it. Not to make an excuse, but
I think you're right. I think that's definitely something that's important in the context, right? I think Jaw is a good guy. I don't think Jaw necessarily has like a dark spirit. I know that sounds like very, ethereal and sort of like
very ethereal.
hard to like judge. But that's something that I personally go off like vibe check.
Yeah,
I do think it's worth thinking about when we evaluate Jaw. Like, okay, what it is that he came from and how the rise to fame was in. And wealth was that fast, for sure. I remember when I was like in college, I went to Greece and I lived there for 6 months, and alcohol was legal. And I was 19, right? And I'm doing all kinds of things, right? I'm blacking out. I'm just all over the place, just a wreck, to the point where my mom had to say, "Listen, like alcoholism runs in your family. You need to step away. You need to figure out what you're doing with your life before you go down a bad road." And that was a really important conversation to have. And I don't know who has those conversations with Ja. I heard from one of the reporters that we had on our show last night that him and Ja and Jay Crowder are very close. So maybe that's a conversation with Jay. Someone clearly needs to be an OG with him that Ja respects and wants advice from, because at a certain point, it's like, you can't really tell me anything. My defiance is what got me to this place, doing it my way, right? Nobody told me I would be here. But at a certain point, someone needs to say, "Listen, like, how do we get you to assimilate as a superstar? Because at this point, you're really close to not being a superstar anymore."
What about your Kings? All of a sudden, it looks like the beam's going to pass. If you throw in this Ja stuff and all the uncertainty surrounding it in terms of when he'll be back, the fact that Steven Adams isn't back, the fact that Brandon Clark, blow there, out for the season, it just looks like it's even with the Kings' schedule, it's tougher than the Grizzlies the rest of the way, but only a half game behind the Grizzlies now at this point. It feels like the Kings are going to pass them.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility for sure. Kings are playing really well, too. I think that last night's win against New Orleans, which was a cover, by the way, they play the Knicks, and that was without De'Aaron Fox. They play the Knicks on Thursday. That's going to be a very crucial game. Suns the following game, right? And then they have the Bucks. That three-game stretch is going to be very meaningful for the Grizz, very meaningful for the Kings in terms of their playoff seeding. And then they get a little bit of a break, right? They get Wizards, they get Bulls, they get Nets, they get Jazz. So another, like, a nice little three-game sort of a breather. It's a tough schedule, man, but they've been playing and competing against everybody. I would not be surprised if they beat the Knicks at home on Thursday. I would not be surprised.
We're talking to Trista Crick, host of BetMGM tonight. I know it's like, you just want to jog my memory. You know, like, this is what you do, right? You do, like, handicapping, and you do, like, against the spread. But I feel like when we bring you on, our conversations, like, are usually, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but, like, they can be a lot bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like, you know, maybe I'm supposed to ask you some like, against the spread questions, but I just feel like there's...
Well, we're in too much disarray here to do that, try to do that.
I think in general, that was the guys in which I came on the radio for. And it's very clear with you, with folks in Sacramento, with folks in Buffalo and Rochester, the other places that I go on, you know, we have more to say. And so comedy is the lens of which I perform with. And we can use that to talk about much larger topics that I think are more important to people in Memphis right now.
I do have one sports betting related question I will pose to you. And I think it's going to shock my partner. I think it's going to stop him dead in his tracks. The Golden State Warriors, as of right now, have the fifth best odds to win the NBA championship and repeat. Plus 1,000 at my book, Superbook, and I'm sure it's around that pretty much everywhere else. You have a ticket. You put a ticket in on Golden State as soon as the last championship went final. Are you feeling good about where you sit right now?
Oh, John, you got to shop around too, because last weekend, before Steph came back, I ended up not only taking Golden State to win the West at plus 800, I ended up taking them to win it all at plus 1600. So either those odds have fallen like a rock, or you got to shop around. They're sharp. They know what's good. They know you can't sleep on the dub. You gotta find a book that's sleeping. You have obviously a great relationship with Superbook, but plus 1600 and plus 1000 is a big difference.
It is. So, it is.
Yeah. Steph with this team obviously is everything. And I don't know when Andrew Wiggins is coming back. He has a personal issue right now, and so he's away from the team. I would presume that he's going to be back for the playoffs. Gary Payton's going to be back for the playoffs. He's going to be healthy, and we know what he can do as an on-ball defender. He's very pesky. He hounds whoever he's defending. And then you add in the Draymond to the mix. Draymond has been playing excellent this year. Kevon Looney needs to play every important minute that the Golden State Warriors have. And then you're basically relying on Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, and Steph to just basically kill you with threes. And that's the one thing that I think is the issue for the Grizz. They just don't have a lot of really elite perimeter shooting, right? You have Desmond Bain, who's awesome, and you have Luke Kennard, who's, you know, spotty, but it's a good shooter from three. And then outside of that, you're just kind of up in the air, right? Jaren Jackson's touch and go, Jaw's touch and go, Santi Aldama's touch and go. You know, they're streaky. So when you go up against a team like the Warriors, whoever you are, whether that's Boston, whether that's the Grizz, whether that's Denver, you're dealing with guys who will shoot 53, 55 threes in a night, and they're going to make maybe 30 of them. You know, so it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough with 90 points coming from beyond the arc.
And then what have you made of this Phoenix team from what you've seen so far from KD especially, but him and Booker? Boy, that is a dynamic tandem.
It is so fun. I love it. Number one, what I'll say is from watching the Mavericks game, you can tell that defenses are going to load up on KD and Booker. And for whatever reason, they're basically running the offense with them on both sides of the same side of the court, right? Mm-hmm. You have KD either on the wing and Devin Booker in the corner, or maybe top of the key into the wing. And then you have Chris Paul kind of on the opposite side as a safety valve. Deadly. So they're going to leave Chris Paul alone a lot. And that's going to hurt Chris Paul's assist numbers, because when you go, you know, when you pass the ball to KD and then he passes the ball to, or he dribble drive, kicks out to Devin Booker, he's not going to kick out cross court across defenders to Chris Paul and then Chris Paul kick out. So you're going to need to hit more men in order for CP to get the ball back, which then means he's going to be open to shoot, or he's going to have to hit to the random scrub fifth man like the Ish Wainwrights of the world, the Campaigns of the world, the Jock Landales of the world, whoever's there, Torrey Craig, in the corner, which is going to be very dicey in terms of like actually getting those assists. So I think CP's assist numbers are going to be down. We saw him hit guys open early and often for the first two games, had like 11 or 12 assists. Then he had 7 against the Mavs because they kind of figure out how to play him. So what that means to me, Devin Booker is going to get a lot more assists. He had 10, I believe, against the Mavs. And I just don't think you can stop Devin Booker and Kevin Durant really at all. It's going to be a two-man game. I think DeAndre Ayton is going to eat down low in terms of rebounds, maybe not so much with points. And they're fun, potent offensive team that's going to have to live and die by a lot of Chris Paul open jumpers.
Yeah. Hey, Trista, always great appreciate breakdown. Your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Trista.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Yep. She is Trista Crick. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Catch her on BetMGM tonight. Always thoughtful, always good conversation with Trista. Yeah, I mean, those Warriors odds were like plus 2,200 3 weeks ago, and now they're all the way up to plus 1,000 at most books. I just looked at all the ones I have available.
Folks still can't win on the road.
Yeah, but they don't.
Like, every time I feel bad about the Grizzlies' road record, I look at Golden State. Yeah, 7-24?
But who's most likely to be able to turn it on when they want them? They can do that. When it matters, they'll win on the road. They did it against Boston. They did it against the Grizz.
7-24.
I mean,
that's right down there with the Spurs and Rockets bad.
That's why I don't believe it. Like, I don't really feel like it's real. It feels like it's,
they play a lot of them road games with Steph, haven't they?
Yeah, but I don't know how healthy they've been all year long together. I mean, there's a reason why they're sitting there at fifth best, even though they're far from fifth best record in the NBA. Like, I would trust them against pretty much everybody. Phoenix would be a very, very, very difficult 4-5 if that's the way that goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that is definitely, you know, that's a coin flip as far as I'm concerned. Like, I could see that going either way. Anybody else, I would give them the edge against Sacramento. I would give them the edge against the Grizz. I would give them the edge against the Nuggets. I would give them the edge against the Mavs. I would give them, you know, in the East, you know, they already beat the Celtics once. So nobody else is going to scare me. The Bucks, I think they would make light work of the Bucks, quite honestly. But, you know, the key is avoiding them until the last possible stop. That's where I'm at. I'm scared of them, bro. I've been transparent about my fear of them. And so I do not want to see them until I absolutely have to. I'll run through them in the conference finals. That's when I'd like to see them.
Okay.
But not until then. Not until then. Not a moment too soon. All right, we'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Tuesday. Jason and John, Artie Turner FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You heard Drake, right? Everything I own is not a rental. I own that. Why? Because it's better. It's better to own. Build that equity up. Build that generational wealth up so that you have something to leave to your children someday. Give yourself that choice, and that's where the Live Love Memphis team comes in. They want to help you build that equity. They want to help you get out of that rent cycle, paying somebody else's mortgage. Pay your own. Own your home. There's a real empowerment to it. They want to help you with that process.
Sometimes it could be a little bit more complicated, and that's where they come in. So if you want to buy a home, own a home, sell your home, reach out. Best team in Memphis. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
625-5200 is the number. 625-5200. Make sure you keep it because Jennifer Carstensen's the best in town. Everyone we've sent over, referred to her, they've all been happy. Come back with nothing but happy stories. Kontar Macklin moved up out of here and got on down to Houston, included in those group of folks. I promise you this, you're going to be pleased with everything that she says, and at the least, even if she doesn't sell your home or help you get in a new one, you're going to get an education. John touched on this. She's got a mission. It's to lower rentership in Memphis and increase home ownership. Stop paying that landlord. Have it go to something much more important. That's equity. Build it up. You can do it. She'll show you the way. Again, it's not going to happen if you don't make the call. 901-625-5200. You can email it. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com. It is the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
Steven Adams is doing a little bit of shoot around. Does that excite you?
Yeah. They had already ruled him out for tonight. Is that going to be a change?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so you would predict you'd see him Thursday against Golden State back home.
Exactly. Also tonight they are honoring and retiring the jersey of your favorite Memphis Grizzly, Pau Gasol, in L.A.
Dog.
How about that?
Got to deal with that mess. Shannon going to be there too?
I don't know. That's a good question. I have not asked.
After basically co-signing the Jaws of Crip with right. Skip Bayless?
Right, these Grape Street. That's what Crip, that's what
come on, man.
Skip was saying. Well, I remember the last time. I called some people around the league, and they say, do we know that this guy is not a Grape Street Crip?
He like, said he's seen him throw the Crip sign multiple times.
Right, like, you know how stupid you sound? Well, I mean,
what are you talking about?
You half expect them to say, and what about that dance that he does after every time he makes a basket? How close is that to the Crip walk, you know? And it's like, Shannon, please step in. Help him from himself. Save him from himself. But nope.
I don't know why you activated Siri on my phone talking about the Crip walk and Skip Bayless.
That man said, Skip, you might be 100% correct. I'm like, bro, what am I watching right now? What is this? How have we allowed it to get this bad to where we have no standard and no threshold for truth?
Well, he clearly did not, after what those two have been through, he didn't want to challenge Skip and his sources of the fact that Skip believes he's seen Ja throw multiple Crip signs.
But it doesn't matter. You cannot be on national television.
Because then you make the guy you're having the show with look less credible, and then, folks, you're literally sabotaging yourself. So it's almost like he has to let it go so he doesn't kill the credibility of the guy he's doing the show
with. There's a way,
then. No, I'm with you. He had to shoot that. There's a way to shoot that down
right.
And still, you know, not kill your guy there.
Yeah, I just think it's crazy that
surprised that Shannon let that one slide. I mean, especially after he felt the need to come back and apologize right after the whole incident. Like,
right.
Usually he will try to do the right thing, and if he's done the wrong thing, you saw the apology.
Yes.
In this instance, it was wild speculation.
Right.
Skip trying to tell you he knows what a Crip sign is, and that Ja's done it multiple times because he's been studying.
Like,
man, get up out of here.
The dumbest thing that's happened.
You know, he's too, at least it said, well, you could be wrong on that too.
Right. I mean, it's
especially
something.
In this day and age, man, where
say
dudes are throwing hand signs on everything. You know,
yes.
Doc Holliday had a post about that yesterday. I thought was very useful for a lot of people. Folks are throwing up fraternity hand signs. They're throwing up hand signs of their brand, UMBO, whatever that mess is.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's just, well, what about the goggles that Ja puts up? Those are like the form of lowercase b's. Are we sure he's not a blood? Does he dream of being a blood? I mean, it's just like, I can't believe, again, that we have gotten to a point in sports media where we're having these conversations unironically, you know, and that there's no consequences for that. We're not talking about if a guy's been working on his jumper in the offseason.
Well, they don't care what's skipping them because as far as they're concerned, it's not a news show.
But they got to understand.
So they don't care when they get the facts
it's
wrong.
It's not, but they got to understand.
Their bosses don't care if they get facts
wrong.
That
the American public does not know the difference.
You keep saying I don't know the difference between Bob Lee and
I don't think the average American does.
That is Skip Bayless that tries to say outlandish things so that,
the same
to draw
way.
An attention.
Like, it's presented
most of us
the
are
same
smart.
Way.
The average American, I think, it knows the difference.
I tell you what, I used to think like you
Skip
do.
Skip ain't a real newsman. I've known that for a long time.
I have veered into John's territory after seeing what the internet believes.
Our political climate?
It's nuts, bro.
You're the one who tells us don't pay attention to the internet and social media.
You shouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. You got fools
you
on
know
there.
Why?
And yeah, when Skip
it's
Bayless
a,
goes
a
on there, it'll go viral because it's a bunch of fools. But back to the point of what you believe or not, how many people are really sucking that up as gospel that Jaws are
well, how many people watch?
Because they think it's the same as what Bob Lee does outside the lines and gives me facts.
How many people watch Fox News and think it's real?
This is different in the sense that we're talking about sports.
Well, yes, but
and
I'm saying
Skip
in terms of
does outlandish sports takes. Well, now, what you're talking about on politics is wild as it is. You want to talk about Fox News? Everybody. That's a separate world.
Right.
We're talking about a guy who weighs in on sports, right? On sports guys saying that this dude is a gang member.
Yes.
That's completely different.
But I also
for me, because this is his job,
well, of course,
to weigh in on sports.
But I'm saying his job should entail like sticking to facts on some level, right?
Completely. I'm not fighting you there. What I'm telling you is his bosses do not care.
Well,
that's an opinion show, and they let that dude lay it out.
That's true.
And the fact is, he's become a caricature of himself. And the fact people are expecting these outlandish takes from him, and we've accepted that.
Wow.
We're not going to take him off the air for being irresponsible.
You're right.
I think that
that's who Skip is now. And we've accepted that.
The burden of truth should be higher, and I think the expectations and the standards should be higher. They're clearly not. But I just feel like they should.
Yeah, those dudes back on today, back on tomorrow. Ain't nothing changing. Skip continues to get paid.
Yep. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Trisha Crick for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Jessica Benson as well. Gina and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.